Hello and welcome to today's episode where we're diving into a critical topic that's shaping the future of fraud detection, cross-institutional collaboration. Now, I know that might sound a bit technical at first, but stick with me because the insights we're going to explore are not just theoretical. They're practical and proven to make a real difference in combating fraud. If you're in a field where you deal with fraud detection, or even if you're just curious about how institutions are tackling these challenges, you're in the right place. Let's start by addressing a fundamental truth. Successful fraud detection programs aren't built in isolation. They're part of a network where institutions share intelligence, resources, and expertise. This collaborative approach creates a defense so robust that it significantly outperforms isolated efforts. The key here is understanding that when institutions work together, they create a security network that's incredibly hard for fraudsters to crack. Now, what sets this guide apart from others is that we're not just skimming the surface. We go deep into the how and why of collaboration, offering insights from real-world implementations. These strategies aren't just ideas on paper. They've been tested, refined, and proven effective across various institutions worldwide. What you're getting here is genuine, battle-tested expertise that you can actually apply. So, what does cross-institutional collaboration really involve? At its core, it means sharing data, resources, and expertise among different entities, banks, regulatory bodies, even law enforcement, to enhance fraud detection capabilities. This shared intelligence is crucial because today's fraudsters are more sophisticated than ever, operating across multiple platforms and jurisdictions. No single institution can see the whole picture, but by collaborating, institutions can piece together these complex schemes, revealing patterns that would otherwise remain hidden. The real magic happens through what's called the network effect. Simply put, the more institutions involved, the more powerful the fraud detection system becomes. With each additional participant, the value of the system grows exponentially, allowing for quicker and more accurate identification of fraudulent activities. Now, let's talk about data sharing and cross-verification. This is a game changer that many institutions overlook. By pooling data, institutions can verify information like customer identities and transaction histories more effectively. For example, financial institutions can exchange transactional data to spot anomalies indicative of fraud. But here's the kicker. The most valuable data often isn't the obvious transactional information. It's the metadata, timing patterns, and behavioral analytics that provide the crucial pieces to complete the fraud puzzle. By sharing these deeper data layers, institutions create an intelligence network that's tough for fraudsters to outsmart. Imagine implementing a tiered data sharing approach, where basic verification data is shared automatically, while more sensitive analytics require specific triggers or requests. This way, you balance security with the need for comprehensive fraud detection. And then there's technology. With AI and machine learning advancing rapidly, institutions have powerful tools at their disposal. Integrating these technologies across platforms dramatically enhances anomaly detection. For instance, shared biometric verification systems among institutions act as a robust first line of defense against identity fraud. The real breakthrough, though, comes from collaborative machine learning. Federated learning models allow institutions to train AI systems together while keeping sensitive data secure. This approach has shown remarkable improvements, with institutions reporting detection enhancements of 40 to 60%. Blockchain technology is another powerful tool enabling cross-institutional collaboration. By creating shared, immutable ledgers of verified identities and transactions, blockchain systems build a foundation of trust, making collaboration both secure and efficient. Several major financial consortiums are already seeing impressive results with blockchain-based fraud detection networks. To make this work, focus on interoperable APIs and standardized data formats from the start. Institutions that struggle most are those trying to retrofit incompatible systems instead of building with integration in mind. Now, as we think about building this collaborative complexity, it's crucial to ask strategic questions. How does your institution currently share data with others? What barriers exist? What advanced technologies are you leveraging? And how might they integrate with external systems? Are there existing frameworks for collaboration you can tap into? These questions aren't just rhetorical. They're designed to drive deeper engagement and help you identify opportunities and potential obstacles. Ultimately, embracing cross-institutional collaboration is about more than just adopting new technologies or sharing data. It's about fostering a culture of cooperation and trust, where institutions recognize the value of working together to combat fraud effectively. When you ask the tough questions and explore the strategic opportunities, you unlock the true power of collaboration, paving the way for more effective fraud detection efforts. So there you have it. Cross-institutional collaboration isn't just a buzzword. It's a necessary strategy for tackling the increasingly sophisticated world of fraud. I hope today's discussion has given you some actionable insights and sparked ideas on how you can leverage collaboration in your own efforts. Thanks for joining me today. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring new ways to enhance your strategies against fraud.